That brings us all the way up to our second objective. God is warning us to be. God is warning us to be. The subtitle for today's message is Be Obedient. Be obedient. Turn your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7. Church, God is warning us to be. What is God warning us to be, Pastor? Well, the subtitle simply gave it away. God is warning us to be obedient. He is warning us to be obedient. What does it mean to be obedient? Obedient simply means to listen and obey. Obedient means to listen and obey. See, I am obedient when I pay attention to what God says and I do what God requires. I am obedient when I pay attention to what God says and I do what God requires. Church, God is warning us to be obedient. He's warning us to pay attention to what he says and do all that he requires. Not some, not most, but all. So you might be saying, oh, Pastor, you're going to come down on us today. But no, this is an encouraging message. See, remember, we learned that God warns us because he loves us. And so this warning comes out of God's love for us. Why is it that God is warning us to be obedient? Well, church, God is warning us to be obedient so that it might be well with us. God is warning us to be obedient so that it might be well with us. That's the reason. God is not trying to be mean. God's not trying to be harsh. God's not trying to take the joy out of our life. He desires it to be well with us, that we have an ordered and peaceful life. He desires that we would have a sound and a stable mind. He desires that we would be able to make wise decisions in our life, that we would be productive and strong in our life. God is warning us to be obedient so that it might be well with us. And that is important, because if things are well with you, then you can help things become well with somebody else. We can help things become well with our children, with our grandchildren, with our family members. See, if our life is what it ought to be, we can put forth our life as an example for others to follow. That is, we can be like the Apostle Paul. Consider what he said. He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. What a bold statement. That Paul could say that if you just do what I do, if you just follow my example, the God of peace will be with you. And that's what we should be able to say. We should be able to say to all of those around, just do what I do and you'll be all right. Live as I live and the God of peace will be with you. He won't forsake you and he won't fail you. Church, this is so important that we be able to put our life forth as an example for others to follow. Because in the world that we live in, people cannot just hear there is hope. They have to see hope. They have to see that there is a better way of living. They have to see that restoration is possible. And they have to see it in us. We're the only ones who can show it to them. Yet too many of us are in no position to show anyone anything because things are just not well with us. Or we put on a front, we put on a smile, but things are not well with us. And things are not well with us because although God does speak, we will not listen and we will not obey. We are following the stubborn promptings of our heart, following the stubborn promptings of our mind. Do you remember what we said stubborn is? It means I have determined that I will not change. I won't change my thinking, and I won't change my attitude despite what God says. That's stubborn. And too often we are being led by the stubbornness that is in us. I'm holding on to my opinions, holding on to my views, holding on to my strongholds, my attitudes, even as those things fail me time after time after time, just stubborn. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7, we're going to read verses 23 through 26, but let me give you the context of this scripture. God had instructed the prophet Jeremiah to go stand at the gate of the temple and preach a sermon to the people. And I can imagine he was standing there and the people were coming and going and being busy and half paying attention to him and feeling frustrated and annoyed that he was standing there. But God instructed him to stand at the gate of the temple and preach to the people. It was a sermon of warning. He was warning the people to repent, to stop being self-deceived. See, the nation of Judah as a whole had gone astray, but they believed that their religious rituals were enough to protect them. You know, it's kind of like people who do their dirt all week long and think they're good because they go to church on Sunday. That's what the nation of Judah was like. So they were living all kinds of ways, not living according to the law or the commandments of God. And yet they were proud and arrogant, and they felt that because they had the temple, they were safe. So as Jeremiah preached to them, he told them, he said, "You are trusting in lying words." That is deceptive words. You are deceiving yourselves. He tells them, you steal, murder, commit adultery, you lie, and you chase after other gods. And you come into the house of God and dare to think that by discharging your religious duty, you are free. He's saying it's not so. And so he goes on to continue to preach to them to repent. And he begins to describe the condition of the people. And that's where we pick up verse 23. It says, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it might be well unto you. But they hearken not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your father came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers." Church, these were God's people. God's people preached to early and often. Yet they were going backwards, not forwards. Doing worse when they should have been better. Doing worse than their fathers. And for many of us, that's where we find ourselves. We have been preached to early and often, yet we are going backwards in our life, not forwards. We are struggling with trauma and drama because our poor thinking causes us to keep making poor decisions, one after another after another. Why? Because we won't hear and we won't obey. Some of us as Christians right now, we are backed into a corner. We have been ignoring God for a long time. doing our own thing for a long time. But now our own thing is letting us down and we are out of options. Why are we here? Because we won't hear and we won't obey. Some of us as Christians are suffering terrible consequences because we choose to sin. See, we have dabbled here and we've dabbled there. Now something has gotten a hold of us. We are tangled up with it and we can't seem to break free of it. Why? Because we would not hear and we would not obey. We were stubborn. Preach too early and often, yet we stiffen up our neck. Some of us right now, we are mad at the world, but truth be told, we lack peace and contentment because we have not done what God told us to do. We will not acknowledge God's claim on our life. God has called us to do a work that we refuse to do. We've been sitting on God's instructions for a long time. No one else knows it, but we know it. We're doing everything for the Lord except what he told us to do. So we are unhappy and we are restless because we wouldn't hear and we wouldn't obey. We are going backward. Going backward instead of forward. And so we find ourselves here as I am teaching this thing. Pastor keeps talking about saving our house. She keeps talking about restoring our family, but I'm in no condition to do anything for anyone else because I'm falling apart. I'm damaged. I don't know what to do about my life. It's not well with me, and it all boils down to disobedience. I will not listen, and I will not obey. Church, God is telling us it's time to clean it up and get back on track. It's time to go forward instead of backwards. It is time to hear and obey. Be obedient. That is, pay attention. Pay attention to what God is saying and do what God requires. Be obedient so that it might be well with us. Church, if your life is backwards, if you are damaged, if you are hurting, if you are failing, if you are overcome with mental pain, if you are trying to climb out of a pit, you can do that, but it simply requires obedience. That's all it takes. Obedience. Pastor, is it really that simple? Yes, it is. Wherever I am in my life, I need to pay attention to what God is saying and do what he requires. And I must realize that if I just obey him, stop being messy and opinionated. If I just obey him, turn away from the stubborn promptings of my own heart and mind. If I just obey him, stop trying to figure out why he's telling me to do what he's telling me to do. If I just obey God, he will build me up and settle me down. He will make it well with me. And if it's well with me, I can put my life forward as an example to others, for others to follow. Turn your Bibles one last time to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Church, this brings us to our points for this morning. God is warning us to be obedient. We must be obedient to three different things. We must be obedient to, point number one, God's word. We must be obedient to God's word. See, when we are obedient to God's word, we will know the perfections of God. When we are obedient to God's word, we will know the perfections of God. Well, what do you mean by that, Pastor? That word perfection means excellence or rightness. When we obey God's word, we come to understand and experience that God is right in all that he says, that his way is excellent. Let's look at Psalm 119. We're going to read a very familiar verse of scripture for many of us.